After 4 months on strike, some 1,700 union workers at Fairpoint Communications finally returned to work today. Fairpoint workers ratified a new contract over the weekend after long negotiations and sniping between unions and the company. About 2 months ago, VPR spoke with Derek Whitney, a union Fairpoint worker, to see how he and his family were coping with the financial and emotional challenges of life on strike. He joins us for another check-in now. Derek, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for talking to me.
How does it feel to finally have the strike behind you and to be getting back to work?
Well, I definitely am excited to go back to work. As you know, we were anticipating this for a long time, but I also look at it like I am now a changed person forever. I will never forget, you know, the feeling that I just went through.
When we talked a couple months ago, you described some of your family's money problems due to the strike. I remember you had to sell your truck, for example, and also some of the emotional challenges. How do you think this will change you going forward?
Emotionally, it really did change me. I worked for 18 years in a fairly stable environment. I really know what it's like to lose sleep. I would wake up at night and really worry. So the stress was unbelievable. And now I know that things are going to change in the future for me. I'm going to spend every time, every minute I can, getting ready, not just for strike, but for change in my life with a company, because these things can happen.
When we spoke last, you told us how your son, and particularly your daughter, seemed frustrated with the strain that the strike was putting on the family, maybe even resentful, you might say. How has this whole thing changed your relationship with your children?
My family and I are now a lot closer. I will say that. I worked so much before this, and I missed out on some of their growing up. I am the reason, I'm sure, that they have some of the views they have now. And
what do you mean by that?
There were times when my son would ask me questions about what we were going to do next, and I remember telling him that I really wanted him to go to college, and you know, my daughter too, that how important it is to be an asset for a company and to make yourself invaluable, so you can get a good job, and how important it is in life. Hopefully they'll take that with them.
Derek, I want to talk about the new contract for a moment. You'll get to keep your pension plan, but it will be scaled back. You'll get some modest pay raises, and Fairpoint will be allowed to use some non-union workers in some situations. These are some of the issues that were the sticking points during negotiations. Did you vote in favor of this?
I did vote in favor of it. The truth is, it's better than what they were going to push or impose on us. And it shows that there was some negotiation. This wasn't about money, for me especially. I'm not speaking for the union, but for myself. The biggest thing was job security. I did not want to accept what they were pushing on us, and that's why I went out on strike more than anything. Right now, what we have is better than what we were going to get, and I think it's good for my family, and it really is time to get back to work and look for the good things out of this.
During the strike, there was some pretty tough rhetoric from both sides, both from the unions and from the company. Do you think once you get back to work that you could make amends and move on?
There are parts of me that I could never forgive a company for putting people through this, but they've shown that they can negotiate, and they've shown that they need us. And I've always loved the job, so I'm excited to go back to work and go back to the way my life was.
If you had all of this to do over, knowing the strain that it would cause on you and your family financially and emotionally, would you go on strike again?
Yes. I know that I was sticking up for the working class and my friends and families out there, that a company was, to me, they were trying to hurt us. They wanted to break a union, and they wouldn't stop. Next time, if it were ever to happen again, I won't cross the picket line, but I won't sit idle there's other companies I can work for. If it's time to start work in a new field, I will. And like I said before, I never understood how hard this was until I lived through it.
We've been talking with Derek Whitney, a worker for Fairpoint Communications, who now returns to work after 4 months of being on strike. Derek, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts with us.
Thank you.